This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So we start and end the show with Little Victories, a positive spin on the day.
This is correct.
And yesterday we even got to play some voice messages from some of our listeners who left their little victories. We're here for that, man.
That felt nice. Very, very nice. I ain't gonna lie.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
I love it when they leave us their little victories. So what's your little victory this morning, DZ?
You know, Little Victories about spinning negatives into positives.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I sprained my ankle.
Okay, wait. I'm waiting for the positive. Okay.
We bend, we don't break, baby. Another test, another pass. Let's go. Knock on wood for me because I'm okay. I mean, I was able to walk on my own power. I was able to get home by myself. My ankle didn't swell up all crazy like it has in the past. And thankfully, as far as this morning, I haven't bruised.
Wow.
Look, I got it bandaged up and everything just to be safe, man.
I'm very happy for you.
Little victories.
That is fantastic.
What about you?
Well, my little victory is that Owen started basketball up again last night.
Oh, yeah.
And Owen hates sports. So does Hudson.
They're not sportsy.
No. So I started him up with a one-on-one coach at the Princeton Club.
Okay.
He started working with Jerome, the basketball guy.
Okay.
And they spent an hour together last night, one-on-one, and Owen loved it.
I knew it.
Woo!
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
We're making him a hooper. We're making him a hooper if it's the Man. Last thing I do, because the guy is gigantic. He's like 6'4 in seventh grade.
I'm going to make you a hooper yet.
I was so scared that the session ended. I was so worried.
You're over there nail biting like,
I was like, did you like it?
How did it go, Jerome? Owen.
I mean, Owen, yeah. Did you like basketball? How'd it go? And Owen's like, I did. It was great.
Cool.
And I was like, wow.
Cool.
I thought he was going to come out. I'm tired. That was hard. It was an hour of physical activity, you know, kids.
Did you watch? Did you see? Like, I know, but I have to ask.
Did I watch?
I know
I have to be in it.
They got bleachers right there, so you could have either sat there.
I didn't watch on the bleachers. I stalked from far away like a normal parent would.
From the track? Got it.
Correct. That part. I stalked him from far away and watched.
That was cool.
My little victory.
Can I come stalk next time?
Yes. Absolutely.
I got to come scout my prospect.
From the track.
Dibs on the manager.
You're in. You can be his agent.
Momager, agent. How about
say
that?
Say less. Doing amazing, sweetie.
Let's go, my boy.
As Kris Jenner would say, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Wait, right. Does that make me Bruce?
Sure, if you want to be. The question of the day is next. As long as you're not like Kanye or Tristan Thompson or Scott Disick, you can be whoever you want in the Kardashians as long as you're not one of those losers.
I'm just going to be DZ. I'm going to stay on my side.
Thank you. Thank you. Good job. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So yesterday on the show, Danielle and Butler calls in, one of our regulars.
Right.
She has her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row, which is how you get your own theme song on Ali and DZ.
Mm-hmm.
She calls in because DZ was going off yesterday about sweeping and vacuuming.
Sweeping, vacuuming, mopping, whatever. The center was sweeping, though, yeah.
And you didn't know what to do and how to do it. You're an old school guy. And Danielle in Butler calls and says, hold on, DZ. I have the mecca of all vacuums for you.
This $3,000 vacuum.
Is that what? I thought it was $1,300. It's $3,000.
No, I think it's like $3,000, bro.
Pull up Danielle and Butler. This is unbelievable.
First things
before
first.
Before I decide to make up things on my own, let's just pull her up and ask her. Danielle with the $3,000 vacuum. Good morning.
Good morning.
She, says, over there.
She yes. says yesterday, she goes, I financed this thing. And mm-hmm. I go, oh my God, you financed a vacuum?
So naturally we asked, how much did you pay?
Was it really $3,000, Danielle?
Probably.
Okay, well, sorry. I got to put it out there because it's part of the question of the day. So yes. she drove all the way to the radio station on the south side. Well, you know, southwest side. And
yeah, right.
and from Butler and brought
from
this
Port
vacuum.
Washington.
Oh, Port
Washington. Oh, dang.
You were in Port Washington, Danielle? Well, I didn't
yes.
know that.
She says she had to go get it out of the
store. I lived in Port Washington, worked in Butler.
What?
So that's how I'm Danielle from Butler.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay, so she drives 45 minutes to bring this vacuum to the radio station because mm-hmm. she was off. And at the end of the whole transaction, DZ takes the thing home. Did you really take that vacuum home?
I got it. Sure do. I mean, I used it.
Your ankle carrying that thing?
Nah, Danielle.
Danielle, what the hell is so special about this thing? Explain this to me. Why?
Break
what
it down.
Is so cool?
The efficiency of it and the suction of it, and it doesn't smell when you vacuum, that burning vacuum rubber smell.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
It's got a filter.
That will put someone into an asthma attack. It's got the filter in it. It's bagless. It's magic. It's a majestic.
It's built different.
She's obsessed with this vacuum. She spent $3,000 on it.
It's a majestic. What else? That's
but
probably
I've had
the tagline.
It for 11 years. So, I mean, 11 years and
okay.
$3,000, you know.
And let me explain. Oh. She says it's got a lifetime warranty.
Uh-huh.
She comes and gets it serviced yearly. That's included,
well,
and they hit her up around her schedule. So the dude's coming to do maintenance.
So there's still service on it.
It's lifetime warranty. She's got an 11-year-old vacuum that still works better than these brand new ones today.
Well, that's what Danielle said to us yesterday when she showed up at the station with the vacuum. She goes, "You guys, think about it. You buy a fridge, you buy all these things you use for 10, you know, 15 years. What's the difference?" And she's not wrong.
Right.
You spend more.
Right.
You spend more on these things.
Right. Think about an oven. Think about a major appliance.
It's as though I have a central vacuum system in my house. That a lot of people pay, but
yeah.
Mine's portable.
And
people can borrow it.
You would have thought
like
Danielle
me.
Was a salesperson yesterday when she sat down with this thing in the studio and whipped it out and goes, here's the hardwood floor attachment. Here's the corner attachment. Here's the one attachment for if you see a bug up high in one little area. That's
yep,
that attachment.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
She's if you like, need to get under the couch, yep. This is this attachment.
This one. Here's this one. So Danielle, I just wanted to bring you on. Thank you for letting DZ have your $3,000 vacuum. So hope you said bye to it.
Appreciate the gift. Thank you, Danielle. We appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye.
She said, you're welcome. Okay, bye, Danielle.
No, we love you. We appreciate
you. Are you
going to
return that thing?
What? No.
You better.
That's mine, no.
Well, I wanted to know what's the most ridiculous. I'm just moving with you. We're going to act like we didn't say that.
Jokes.
I want to know what the most ridiculous amount of money you've spent on something like this is a household item. Because Danielle will die on this hill that mm-hmm. she should have spent $3,000 and financed this vacuum. She's obsessed with this thing. She's had this thing for 10 years.
Think about it, though.
It's crazy.
She considered the vacuum like a major appliance, like a fridge, like a stove.
She did.
Like a
and
washer
she's not
dryer.
Wrong. We don't look at vacuums that way because
nope.
they're so disposable. So I'll buy one for $200. Couple years later, I'll buy another for $200.
Yep.
When I could have bought the $3,000 one with Danielle and had it for years and years.
11 years later, you
Stupid.
Spend more on vacuums
I'm
than
dumb.
Danielle has, and she got a lifetime warranty and a dude that comes with it.
And a dude
and a
that
guy.
Comes to serve.
And
a guy. You're
okay.
not wrong.
My dad used to sell vacuums. He did.
Interesting.
And he gave us this really expensive Rainbow brand vacuum, right?
Yeah.
That's water propelled, whatever.
Okay.
Now, it worked great, but it was super old. When it stopped working, stopped using it. If Danielle's vacuum works good, bro, I'm about
why
to
not?
This, why, I'm going to get it fixed. I don't care how much it costs.
You can always text in because I see your text coming in, 414-533-1037. But can the vacuum handle picking up hay? I need an industrial one.
I think this one might.
Somebody
the Majestic
said,
can do anything.
Somebody said, what kind of vacuum is this? I missed it. Well, I don't even know. It's a $3,000 vacuum that Danielle and Butler financed and brought to the radio station yesterday, and DZ then took it home to try it himself to see if he too wants to finance A vacuum cleaner. You guys are nuts.
I'm paying mine cash.
Somebody said $49 at Walmart online. Giddy up. They got the $49 one.
Oh, y'all swear by those, man. No. I believe it's called a Majestic brand. Okay. It's a Majestic vacuum.
But that's not even the question of the day. The question of the day is, what's the most ridiculous amount you spent and why on what? Like, have you spent $3,000 on a vacuum? Did you go spend $2,000 on something stupid? What is the most? It could even be a pair of shoes.
A vacuum ain't stupid. A pair of shoes might be dumb.
Something stupid.
Yeah.
Most ridiculous amount of money, because Danielle would say it isn't stupid, though.
What's the most you've spent on something in your home?
There you go. And why, lunatic?
Facts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So Danielle and Butler spent $3,000 on a vacuum that she financed, and she brought it to DZ to let him borrow it yesterday to see if he likes it.
Big mistake.
Speaking of big mistakes, we're talking about what's the most ridiculous amount of money you spent on something in your home. Sherry in Caledonia said $8,000 on their bed, but it's a sleep number.
Oh, wow.
Hubby was having neck and back issues and said he needed a sleep number.
I've considered it. We just can't do it, bro. We can't do it.
Well, she said they do like all the settings in the foot warmer.
Oh, they got a foot warmer?
Yes. Let's go to Roger, who just earned his own theme song. Finally. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Allie Deezy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Roger, you said the fridge was the worst mistake you ever made on a big purchase. Why?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
About 12 years ago, I spent almost $6,000 on a refrigerator.
How much do fridges cost?
Not $6,000.
I don't know. I never bought one. Yeah. They're always just there when I show up. I'm going to have to buy one day, though. Oh, yeah, they're like $2,000. Okay, so you spent $6,000?
Yeah, almost six. It was almost $6,000, but it was crazy. Enough.
Did it look like the Kardashians one that's open? You can see through everything? You know where it is?
That's exactly the one I'm telling you about.
I knew it.
It's got a TV. Once you close it, you can put a TV on it. I mean, the TV comes on.
Roger retired at like 40. He's got bread. We forget this. He's got bread.
Oh, I forgot he has bread.
Yeah,
that's right.
Roger got bread, so he got to get the nice fridge to keep his bread cool. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it was the baddest thing. The ice cube maker. I mean, it was really nice.
So
but
why
it was only
it a mistake?
One thing.
What?
One thing. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculously hard to clean this thing. It was always dirty because your hands, everybody's touching it. It's made out of glass.
Oh, Roger, I love hearing these tips. It's like when you get a white countertop and nobody told you better. Go on. Uh-huh.
It's crazy. I had to clean. I mean, if you really wanted to look nice, because you can spot the dirt from anywhere, it just bugged me. I got rid of it.
You got rid of it?
And did you resell it or what?
You spent $6,000.
Yeah, I sold it. Somebody bought it from me for like $4,200. I had it for like 4 years.
Okay. Oh, depreciation. I get that.
Do they hate you now that their fridge is always dirty?
Never check in? Talk to him again.
You said blind sale. Don't even know the guy.
I mean, really, you go for the look of it. Really, I mean, that's what you go for.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everything else worked perfectly. It was fine, but I just couldn't stand it. It looked real dirty. I mean, bad.
Okay. So Roger bought a $6,000 fridge and sold it for $4,000 and did not tell them why he hated it and never looked back. All right, Roger.
Received.
Noted. I'll never buy anything from you. Have a great day, Roger.
You too. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Love, man. Peace.
You know what? Let's pull up Danielle and Butler quick, because she called back. She has something else to say.
Repeat.
Daryl in Racine said he spent $9,000 on a pinball machine, but it's okay. It was his go-away money from his old job. Okay, Daryl.
Pinball machine.
Okay, Daryl.
You love pinball that much? I ain't going to disrespect you.
So Danielle wanted to get in because she is like the salesperson for this thing. She's very, very dedicated. Somebody texted in and said, but can the vacuum handle picking up hay?
Mm-hmm.
Danielle?
Yes, it can.
Oh.
And it has bowling ball wheels.
And bowling?
And it has piano wiring in the hose. So it's never going to kink.
Okay.
There y'all go.
I'm buying it.
Thank you, salesperson Danielle. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so I'm the problem today. Big shocker. Actually, my children are. I just called Owen off the air, and I said, do you want to go on the air? And he goes, nope.
Nah, dog.
Hudson would have.
Fair.
But
different babies.
Owen is shy. He's my shy guy.
Yeah, and it's early.
He's on his way to school. He doesn't want to be bothered right now with going on the radio.
He's probably preparing for his day mentally, so he's like, woosah, no thank you.
Oh, he just texted me and he said, sorry, I'm just still waking up.
See?
It's okay, honey.
It's all good, my boy.
He doesn't even know why I wanted him to go on the air.
Yeah, no clue.
I just offered because he got upset that Hudson came on when he didn't last time. So I said, fine, I'll ask you always. Well, today it's about Owen and Hudson, my teenagers. Hudson's going to be 12 this year. Owen's going to be 14, fine. They have entered the phase, DZ, and you know you did it as a kid, I'm assuming. I did it as a kid. I still do it as an adult.
Don't you assume about me? What?
I know you. Dude, everybody. Leaving food, plates, cups, all of these things in their room until they stack up. And I go into their room and I go, this is disgusting. Clean up your room. And then 2 days later, wrappers. Cups,
yep.
Water bottles,
yep.
A plate with an orange rind on it that's been there for 2 days.
Maybe
another
three.
Plate with an apple core. Mm. Another plate with a few Cheerios left on
We're going to get fruit flies.
I swear to God, how do I get these kids to clean up the food and drinks in their room? Because you know you always had cups stacked up in your room. And all of a sudden, the other day, I go to get a cup. There's no cups. You know
where
why? They're in there, my kids' rooms.
You know exactly where to go, too.
Four cups on one in one nightstand. Four. You couldn't have taken three down and gotten another?
And why you got some? Why not use the same cup, my man?
Oh, why? Why did you need a new cup?
You need a new cup every day?
And
really?
All you do is go to the bathroom and fill it up with water anyway. You didn't need a new cup.
Hey, dog, it's Tuesday. Why is there five cups on this nightstand?
What? I just loaded the dishwasher. There were zero cups in this room, and now there's five.
Right. How? Why?
DZ.
Okay.
This is my new battle. Usa. You and I are going through different phases in life.
True.
You're in the small children phase.
Yep.
I went through that.
Three and a one.
It's a lot of stressful. You have a lot of issues. They don't stop.
Different problems.
Now with my teenagers, they go into their room. They're happy. They're healthy. But they do the thing we all do. And the other day, I got up and I had rappers in my. And I went, no wonder.
Who was that? Was it like
me.
Steve? Steve?
I had my own rappers.
Oh, food rappers.
My own.
Got your man like some hip hoppers.
No, I took a Quest bar and set it on my nightstand and walked off. And then I went, no wonder, you're setting a horrible example. You're doing it too. But I never have four cups. That would drive me nuts to have that many cups on my nightstand.
I hear you. And to be completely honest with you, G,
yeah.
My parents cut this quick.
How?
One thing, I was never allowed to eat in my room.
I thought about cutting that off.
Yeah.
Because that would help.
It would curb it. It would curb it. And when I started doing it young, my thing was candy wrappers. I'd have little candies or I'd have some in my pocket.
Those too.
Never really had a plate. Never really had cups. Because when I ever did that, I immediately got that.
The amount of gum wrappers I find.
Mm-hmm. Candy wrappers, gum wrappers,
yep.
Little stuff like that.
Everywhere.
And again, once I started doing sports, it was the water bottles everywhere, the Gatorade bottles.
An empty Tic Tac thing. I mean, everywhere. And then he says, I got to save the Tic Tac. I'm like, you don't need the container that the Tic Tacs were in.
Oh, the gum packs
yes,
and the
I
containers.
Do.
Yes,
like,
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do, though, Mom.
What the hell? How do I stop this? So you're saying just tell them they can't eat in their rooms.
First,
okay, but then you know why I don't think that's going to work?
Why?
Sorry I cut you off,
no,
but I'm
no.
very passionate
no,
about
go
this.
Go ahead.
It's not going to work because now this problem has evolved to the living room. I had never seen this many cups in my living room until this week, and that's what made me snap. I was like, really? Now we're putting all the cups? And it's like every morning they get up and get a cup, and they add it to... And I'm like, you had a cup right here, like you said, DZ. Use the same cup.
Use the cup.
You don't need a new cup.
What are you doing?
And so now they're doing it in the living room, and they do clean up the kitchen, everybody. They rotate doing the dishwasher. So it's not like I don't make them clean, but they do not care.
First things first, I think you got to take a deep breath, all right? All right. And then another one.
You know what? I'm going to fight somebody on the text.
Why?
You know what? Screw you, Bella. Who
Why?
Asked you? She
Why?
Said, Allie, how many cups do you have right now in front of you? Three. Who asked you, Bella?
I was getting ready to do some of the same, bro, because I'm going to tell you straight up.
Who asked you?
The apples aren't falling very far.
But I at least take... Come come on.
No. And it's different,
you guys.
Though. It's different, though, because hear me out. As a child, you're not thinking of the cleanup. You're not thinking of the assessment of what that brings. You're not thinking of the fruit flies, the mold, the bacteria. You're not thinking of ants. You're not thinking of whatever. As a kid, you're just going, I'm done.
Let me set
that there. I'm going to get it eventually, or it's going to disappear, and I'm not going to have to worry about it.
See, and you're talking about the fruit flies and all that. I'm just annoyed that it looks like crap.
Oh, obviously.
That's what's driving me crazy.
And then it ends up staying, and you don't want to keep being that parent that just cleans it up for them.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't keep letting them eat in that room. My flat-out advice, I know you're not going to like it,
fine.
But you need to make it a house rule. And it's not just a rule for the boys. It's
then
a rule for you.
They're going to bug me when I'm watching Real Housewives.
Yep.
They're going to sit next to me and bug me.
Mm-hmm. But you're gonna be
kidding, you guys.
You're gonna be able to direct more of that traffic to be like, hey, don't leave that cup on that
right.
You know, dining table or whatever. Put it in the sink.
How do I get these kids to stop leaving cups and plates and wrappers? And I know it sounds so simple. Just tell them they can't eat in their room. I know it sounds simple, but okay.
It's either that, or you're gonna have to start dumping the water on them from the cups that they leave around the house. They'll learn quick.
Please sign your name when you text in. You can always text in to 414-533-1037. Somebody said they must have had a teenager. Oh, it won't ever stop with the dishes. My daughter's now 26, and we joke about how I would have no forks left in my drawer and how I used to have to ground her until I found all my forks. Oh, in her teenage years. Same thing.
Lord.
This is like with the cups.
I don't want you to get to the grounding. I think we establish some ground rules before we get to grounding, because that's leveling up. That's when they obviously aren't listening or helping themselves.
Oh, Emily in Milwaukee said make them wash the dishes without the dishwasher so they can learn. Oh, now that's good modern day torture. Watching with no dishwasher, that's modern day torture.
It's called quality parenting nowadays. Quality parenting.
All right, you know what? We're going to talk to you guys and take your advice next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Owen and Hudson, my boys, 11 and 13, are in that phase where they have 17 cups in their rooms, 12
Each.
Plates,
Each.
You name it. Driving me crazy. Crazy.
They're preteen / teen boys.
But Owen just sent me a text that said, I love you. So now I feel bad.
And
I'm like, oh, my baby.
It's because he must be listening.
Yeah, he might be. Jamie in Waukesha texted in and she said, do what we do. Go to Walmart, have each boy pick out a color, and they get one bowl, one plate, one set of silverware, and one cup. And then that's it. And so they have to clean it. And I'm like, oh, they would be so mad at me.
Do you really think they're going to be able to adhere to the rule of
no.
the one bowl, one plate?
They're going
to
take each other's and then fight.
And then take yours,
and
because
then take
you're
mine.
Not going to limit yourself to one bowl, one plate.
They're going to find the paper plates I hid.
Exactly. Ding, ding, dong.
Let's go to the phones, because Trish in Milwaukee has a now 15-year-old, and she claims she's going to help me out with this problem.
Big claims.
Trish.
What would DZ do?
DZ said no food in the rooms anymore, period. And it seems so simple. But this is like maintaining any type of rule, like no screen time. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to stick to that, and you know
Good
it.
Good luck.
So, tell me, Trish, how did you solve this? Or are you still working on solving it?
Actually, we got it. Yeah, we solved it.
Okay.
How?
Granted, I think that girls are a little bit different. That might be my own personal bias.
That's fair.
I had to be the annoying parent for a little while and be like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. Let's do a round. Make sure there's no bowls, cups in your room.
Every night.
Pick up the counters. Like every night.
Nightly sweeps.
It was so annoying to them.
We're not going to bed until we check the house.
Yeah, but I'm tired, okay? This is the problem, Trish.
Who says you got to do it? You're not the one that has to do it. They are.
I have to push them, though.
Yeah.
This is like every night when I'm like, take a shower. And then 5 minutes later, did you take a shower?
Right.
I don't want to have to do these reminders. This is what I'm going to be doing all night with
know,
the cleaning up. Did
so
you clean
annoying.
Up your room? I will. No, do it now. I will. And then next thing you know, everybody's yelling and, you know, we're all, dude.
Listen,
give me the
I get
phone.
It.
No, don't take my phone. Ah!
Right.
You know what I mean? It's so annoying.
And you don't want to make those threats.
I have found that to get the kids to get their chores done, sometimes it becomes a chore for the parent
it
to
is.
Instill it into them. Mm-hmm. And it really does suck, but
Think about it like this, though. Allie, would you rather make it your chore to remind them to do the chore, or would you rather keep doing the chore for them?
No, I don't want to do it. I don't do it. I just go in their room and scream, and then I go, get it out of here.
That's going to start to annoy you, too.
It already is.
Exactly.
See, that's why I'm on What Would DZ Do, crying about my kids having 17 cups in their room.
I like where Trish is at, saying nightly sweeps. It is what it is. Yeah. Y'all not going to bed, and y'all definitely not hopping back on the game.
That's fair.
After dinner, we're sweeping the crib.
Let's go.
Because everybody's kind of up, active, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You were just talking about y'all at the Princeton Club, mm-hmm. doing more with the boys, getting in.
You know what? I'll take it up a notch. I'll just stop buying food.
Hey, okay. hey, Owen Hudson, cough twice if y'all need McDonald's.
We're all starving now. I'm just kidding. All right. You know what, Trish? Thanks for sharing. I will try my best. The nightly sweeps is a good idea.
Have a great day.
Because I do that when I load the dishwasher. I see myself looking around for mm-hmm. cups. You know how it is when you have a little bit of space in the dishwasher and you're right. like, oh, I could add two more cups in here.
Two cups, maybe half a plate, one of the minis.
Let me make sure I got everything in this house. That's what they should be doing. So they have the awareness that there are things everywhere, or else they're going to turn into these losers I used to work with at the radio station who used to leave cups in the sink and thought everybody was going to do the dishes for them.
Ding.
And I hated that guy.
Dong.
Oh, wait, he still works here. Sorry, Bart. You still work here. But Bart, you know who you are.
Well, Bart's a cool dude, but he gets
but
it, man.
But he doesn't pick up his stuff, and that's what my kids are going to turn into. I'm going to enable it.
No, we're not. No, they're not.
Adrian in Milwaukee says he has a good idea, so he better come through with this one.
I mean, are we sure, though?
I don't know. You said no more food in the rooms, which makes sense, right?
It does.
Weppa, weppa.
Big weppa. What up, Adrian?
Hey, Adrian. Good morning.
You know, they want to act like little kids leaving stuff in the room that shouldn't be left.
Yeah.
Kids songs for tidying up. Super simple songs.
Clean up, clean up. Everybody everywhere. Clean up, clean up. Owen Hudson, do your share.
He's saying treat them like little babies if they want to be babies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. Even if you're the one cleaning up.
And even better, if you have a surround sound in your home, put it up on the TV. Turn it all the way up.
I don't have surround sound, but I know a guy that can install it immediately.
Don't all these Alexas and Google Home, whatever things, don't they connect now? Hey, connect
yes.
them all and say, Alexa, play the cleanup song.
Well, Aaron from Delavan said Alexa is the annoying mother voice when you can't be multiple reminders on Alexa nightly for the children. So leave it, Alexa. Leave an annoying reminder.
A repeating reminder. 8 o'clock. Check the cups. Check for cups.
Have Alexa for a reminder with the cleanup song.
Ding, ding,
Even
ding.
Even better.
Okay, I like it.
Now you guys are going too far. Jody in West Bend said, put thistle seed bird food in their room. This is what looks like mouse poop. That will freak them out. Now you guys are going too far.
Nah, because that'll freak me out.
Now I don't know if I got mice.
I agree.
Now let's take it back. I'm with Adrian still.
Way too far.
I'm with Adrian still.
Way too far, Jody. Okay, Adrian, thanks for calling.
I love y'all. Y'all man, take it easy.
We love you, brother, man. You already know,
you
man.
Too.
Stay up. Be blessed. You already know, Poppy. Love.
Yep. Somebody, my neighbor Shannon texted in. She said, hey, Allie, you said the boys take turns loading the dishwasher. What if they go around collecting the cups and dishes, like I said, from around the house?
Make it that one looks, one loads. And then the next time, the other looks, the other loads.
It may be met with resistance. That was Ethan's words. Owen used to play baseball with her Hudson, sorry.
Swap May with Will.
It will be met with resistance. So basically, my kids are doing this thing now, these teenage, you know, habits, leaving cups, leaving plates, leaving wrappers, all over the place. It's making me crazy.
A little apple core here. And no, it's not hurting nobody.
You guys, I'd be lying to you. We're not the sit at the table and set the table every night family. So for me to act like, to put myself, I don't want to stand up and be all righteous and be like, we're clean in this. No, we eat in our rooms sometimes, you guys.
Okay.
We eat in the living room sometimes.
Yeah.
We carry plates around the house. We're just that family. So
heard.
I do agree, yes, we could stop the eating in the bedroom. But I'm not going to act like we're this family that isn't we eat on the couch like it's going out of style, you guys.
I know a lot of people that eat
all
on the
day,
couch
every day.
Right now it's not convenient
but
for
it
us.
Creates bad habits is my point.
Eventually I think we all do it
whenever we want to do it,
and then you got messes,
we're not together.
Little messes everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we like eating at the table because it lets us contain the toddlers
mm-hmm.
to a degree.
I tried that when they were little, but it was too lonely. Imagine being a newly single mom.
With two boys.
With two boys that don't talk and no adult, and you're just staring at them at the table, reminded every day. So that was when they were babies. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be doing the sit at the table thing with two babies that don't talk. This is kind of lonely.
You were going to watch
TV. I'll feed them, and then we'll go our separate ways.
Dog, I love you so much.
This is the way
dog.
It worked out, you know? So, all right, well, I'll keep you updated.
Please do, man.
I have no idea if it's going to work. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen, as Sherry in Germantown likes to say, one of our people.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I have a big update for you on Am I the Jerk?
Do you know?
And then I'm going to tell everybody where DZ and I are going to be this Saturday if you want to hang out with us. Because, yeah, we're going to be out. What's up now?
Hello.
Okay, do you remember the Am I the Jerk where the wife wrote in, and this was last week, I think. She was upset that her husband had gotten his best friend's name tattooed on his butt as a joke.
With a heart.
With a heart.
You know
not
I remember.
Hers.
I know you're not talking to me because you know I remember the butt tattoo. Am I the Jerk? Yes. What's up?
So she felt a type of way about it, and I understand because, yeah, your husband got a tattoo of his best friend's name on his butt and he won't get yours.
He had said, I won't get your name because I feel like it's bad jujus, bad vibes, and it's going to just nail in the coffin.
So her husband got Pete's name. His name is Pete, his best friend.
Well, they have a podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny. It was a gag.
Well, guess who wrote into the show? Pete.
Pete?
The guy, the one who's having the secret love affair with her husband, his best friend, Heart Pete. Pete said, hey, this is Pete. He sent you and I a message. He says, it's my name on my best friend's butt.
It's my name. My name.
He said, someone suggested that that Andy, his best friend, gets her name on the other cheek.
Yep.
Absolutely, positively, no way. I'm not sharing. Maybe I'm the jerk in this whole love triangle. You know what, Pete? You're a character.
Pete, you're not sharing. You're on one cheek. She's on the other.
And then I said, Pete, you're too funny. He said, wait till I get Andy's name tattooed on my butt. We'll see if my wife's a good sport. Okay, you guys are out of control.
Did they just start
Pete and Andy are out of control.
They might have just started an Am I the Jerk butt tattoo saga. For real. What else are we supposed to do with that? To be continued, dog.
Unbelievable. You two.
Goofballs.
The two best friends.
And because they're the two best friends that anybody could have.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So before we get into Am I the Jerk, though, DZ and I are going to be out on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm excited. We're going to be out and about at Doggy Day in the Deer District.
Was it like the fifth annual Doggy Day? Is it more? I don't even know.
Our friend Jake and Katie, his wife, from Winston's Wishes, which is a charity for dogs, right? Based around Winston, a dog.
Yeah. All proceeds go to helping dogs in the area.
That's right. Adopt, don't shop. So they started putting together this Doggy Day in the Deer District a few years ago. And we go way back with the founders of Winston's Wishes. Jake worked at the radio station for years and he worked with you. Not only did I know him, but you two worked together on the street team.
We spent many a time driving to events together.
You know Jake.
I know him well. I remember when he started, like when he founded Winston's Wishes and when he started doing like the Doggy Day, when it first was over by like Olydia's dog.
Yeah. And now, it's huge. The Bucks are a part of it.
Yep.
It's in the Deer District.
Yep.
There are so many vendors, and last year was phenomenal. People showed up. Show up in the Deer District, walk with your dog up and down.
Yeah.
There's tons of great businesses, dog-related and not dog-related, and it's a great day for the pups. So I'm hoping for nice weather again. Bring your dogs. Bring the kids. Whatever. DZ and I will be out there.
That's right.
MCing in the morning from 11 to 1. So
close to like 100 vendors. There's going to be so
it's
many things
now.
To do.
It's huge.
Entirely family friendly, obviously.
So family friendly.
Pet friendly too. Please have your dogs on a leash.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
Obviously
you
have to. And pick up after them. But
it's not as obvious for some people. But it's a good environment. It's great for the youngins, kiddos. It's great for, what do they call that? Socializing?
Mm-hmm.
Adults and children.
Exactly.
And dogs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Food trucks. It's going to be lit, man.
Oh, the food trucks
the food
too.
Trucks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Doggy Day. It's a good day in the Deer District. It's this Saturday. So we'll see you out there. That's all I wanted to say. DZ and I will be there. And you'll hear us on the microphone screaming, what up?
Weppa! When you hear that, yeah. Come our way.
Right in front of Pfizer Forum. That's where the Deer District is, in case you didn't know.
Who doesn't know?
You remember how many people hadn't been to Summerfest?
True.
Think about all the people that have never been to a Bucks game, never been to a concert. There's all kinds of people that have never been to Pfizer.
We were just talking about somebody that hasn't been to a Bucks game just now, right? Like, just a second. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Yep.
You're right. Let me shut my mouth. Zip it in the lip.
We'll see you on Saturday at Doggy Day in the Deer District. You ready for Am I the Jerk?
Gee, I do not know.
We got a lot of scorn women out there this week.
This one.
Another wife.
Ooh, this one.
This has to do with her husband and the trips he's going on. Let's go.
Okay, who's Massachusetts.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling him to slow down his solo trips? Say more.
Yeah, I was going to say what?
She said, hi, please keep me anonymous. You got it, girl. She sent this into our DMs on Facebook. She said, am I the jerk for telling my husband to slow down on taking solo vacations? Allie and DZ, in the last 10 months, my husband has taken four, she writes in all caps, four trips by himself or with friends.
That's one per quarter.
One in the States, three international trips.
Dang.
We haven't taken a family trip in a few years. We're planning one for this summer, but I still feel like this is excessive. These are purely enjoyment trips, not business. He says this is just his self-care.
Oh.
I asked him to at least hold off on another trip until we can take a family trip. I thought this was reasonable. But he's now planning his fifth solo trip for this month.
Okay.
When I tried to put my foot down, he says he never knew going into this relationship there would be limits to how often he can go on vacation. For reference, we've been together 20 years,
Thank
and he's
you.
Never gone on a solo trip until last year.
Huh, what changed?
I'm mad. I don't know, but to me, you know, the non-trusting in me goes, you better not be cheating.
What's
Who
going
is he
on?
Meeting up with this many times a year? A solo trip?
With
no,
friends?
Honey, I'd be going with him. I'd be following his ass. But that's just me not trusting. So what are we doing here, my
nah,
guy?
The reality is, I got a question.
Off.
Who are
off.
These friends?
Who are these friends, and who is he? Where is he going, and what is he doing? I mean, after the first one, all right, honey, go enjoy your self-care.
Self-care, I understand.
Second one, we're pushing
okay.
it,
okay, you got a lot of self-care, my boy.
You're soul-searching. Fine, go ahead.
Third one in a year, I'm like, hey.
Where is she? Who is she?
At least bring me back a t-shirt.
Fourth one, now I'm following you with an FBI agent, and we're going to find out what you're up to. Now I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
Something's off.
No,
am I wrong for being paranoid?
Isn't this wild? Nope, you're not paranoid at all.
What is this guy doing?
I think it's our immediate instinct to go like, yeah, that's too much.
Too much.
There's a threshold, right? Once you mention self-care, once you mention mental health, it's
fair
like,
enough? Now
fair.
Nobody can touch it, and now you get away with it because you said it's I want to do it because it's self-care, and what am I supposed to say to that?
You say self-care, that's the golden Midas touch, and you're like,
Never mind. Never mind.
It's self-care.
It's like saying someone died. You're afraid to say anything back, right? You're like, oh, never mind. Never mind.
It's self-care.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my bad.
My bad. But five? Four going
it's
into
almost,
the fifth?
It's like me getting my nails done an excessive amount and getting all these like med spa things done and going, but it's self-care. We can't afford it. And going, but it's self-care.
There's one thing
it's
to
just not okay.
There's one thing to be able to afford it or not. She doesn't mention it being too much. They're still planning a family trip. They clearly got enough money for him to be able to go take these international vacations.
International at that, even more. Who?
So money isn't an issue here. Money is not the issue here.
She's not the jerk.
No.
I'm actually mad that this guy thinks it's okay.
Right, man. And you know how I can normally kind of devil's advocate a situation and be like, well, let's think about it. Let's take a step
he
back.
He never
let's
went on a solo
ourselves.
Trip, though, till this year. That makes it even shadier.
What makes me wonder is what's actually going on? Because let's just say he is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get here after a 20-year, arguably happy marriage? Because that must
Fair
have
enough.
Not been happy for 20 years then.
Well, obviously.
If on year 21, all of a sudden, solo trips become a thing.
I'm telling you. Well, as someone who's divorced, who's gone to a place where you thought you were in a really happy marriage, and then all of a sudden it goes to garbage, you'd be surprised. People internalize things all the times in relationships.
True.
They don't speak up.
True.
They don't say there's a problem, and then it all crashes and burns like my marriage, right? Where all these problems I didn't know were happening because we were having
out.
Kids and this and that.
Busy.
So I'm
Whatever.
Saying this is how it happened. You don't say anything
and
you're quietly raising your kids and minding your own business and you don't know there's a problem. How are you going to fix it? You know?
You're right. Well,
I'm playing devil's advocate on that
on
side
that.
She might not know there was a problem on his end. Or vice versa in divorces. So I'm just saying, but now we know there's a problem.
There's clearly
I'm
a problem.
I'm sorry. There's a problem that he never went on a solo trip. Now he's going five times in a year. Girl.
Let's continue the devil's advocacy, if you will. He isn't cheating. We don't know if he is. I mean, our instinct goes and says, that's mad weird. Who is it? Right? But let's say he's not. Let's say he genuinely is doing this self-care.
Let's say he just wants a break from his family and he's had 20 years and he's annoyed. Let's just say the things you're not supposed to say.
Is he trying to soft leave his family then? Right? Is he slowly letting go so that you know? Because I'm going to be honest. I'm going to peel back the curtain. My dad kind of did this. Mm-hmm. He didn't take trips, but he would just be gone for longer and longer periods of time.
Oh, that's tough.
Right? And I mean, not tough.
It was what all you knew.
It's kind of, my dad was always working. So when he worked more, quote unquote,
yeah,
it was like, well, he's just working more. We never had more money to show for it.
Right. But he was just gone.
It became a process where it was longer and longer, and he'd be at the gym more and then at work more, and then he'd have to take another trip here for work. And then all of a sudden, he would, you know, not necessarily be sleeping at the same time my mom was. And then he moved his bed to the basement. You know what I'm saying?
They all separate.
And
yeah.
then everything
it's
falls
a slow
apart.
Separation.
I hate to say that this could be what's happening, but if he isn't cheating, he might be just soft leaving, and he is too nice of a dude to genuinely just cut ties because he's done in the relationship.
So he's going on these crazy trips.
So
yeah.
He's just going to like
but
explore
wait, hold on.
Himself.
Hold on, though.
What's up?
You and I are so mad and fired up.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out why. It doesn't even matter.
It really don't.
Is she the jerk for telling him to slow down his solo trips?
Yes.
No.
Huh?
Stop it. You are so full. You're not going to say yes.
You know I'm big captain.
I was
right
like,
now.
You're saying no. She is not the jerk, and I don't even think she should have been anonymous. Girl, say it with your chest and tell him no.
If money's no object, you should be taking your own solo trips too, especially when he comes home. All right, man,
well,
my flight leaves at noon.
And the fact that you've asked him to go on a family trip before he goes on another solo, mm-hmm. and he went on another solo.
Weird.
No.
Weird.
No.
Big 414.
You can text or call. Oh, I haven't even looked at the text. People are probably fired up too. Tanya and Kenosha, not the jerk. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Oh, listen to this one. Paulina in Milwaukee said, oh, hell no.
Weird.
Family hasn't been on vacation in years. Wife doesn't sound like she's gotten to do anything either. Red flags waving all over the place.
I understand it's cheaper to fly by yourself than to fly with multiples or a few, however many people are in your family,
mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, whatever. But that's still weird.
Somebody said, okay, but let's look at it from the other side. Let's say he goes on his first solo trip ever and was like, wow. This is really enjoyable. I really like this. I haven't done this in 20 years. And then he starts going crazy. Again, doesn't matter. She's not the jerk for asking him to slow down.
Has he never taken a vacation? Because that's a different story, right? Like, has he always grinded? Doesn't matter
because she asked him to go on a family trip.
Is he the sole provider? Has he made his money? Is he now going, you know what? You've been a stay-at-home mother. You've taken care of the homestead. I love you. I appreciate you. But now I need to kind of like decompress myself. Is he trying to catch up on the last 20 years of work? Because even then, still not cool in my opinion.
Greg in Greenfield said he's clearly putting himself first instead of his family. I mean, what more do we need to know? That's true.
I mean, can you call somebody a jerk for that?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, fair.
You absolutely can. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I'm in shock. Somebody said, actually, I know who said it. Gina in Milwaukee texted in and said, I say he's not the jerk. Huh?
So the wife's the jerk.
She's saying, I say he's not the jerk because if it was the woman who decided to put herself first before her family, she would be well supported by the community for regaining herself after so much hard work and labor that it takes to make a household take care of kids. Men don't get the same compassion. I actually will fight you on that, Gina.
I do not
think a wife should take 5 solo trips in a year, nor should the husband.
Equally,
I think it's weird either way.
Yep. No, we are on the same page on that
weird,
one. I would have been saying the same comments like, man, I mean, I don't want to go there, but let's be honest. This is a weird instinct
you
right here.
You can go to the gym and glow up and get your self-care back without leaving the country.
I swear. And I'm not saying that everybody should be doing the same thing, but I swear.
And now while I'm fired up, let's go to Abby in Menominee Falls. Hi, Abby.
Morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for telling her husband to stop or slow down the solo trips?
Absolutely not. He is not the jerk.
Well said. Goodbye. No, I'm just kidding. No, why, Abby, though? Why?
That pretty much just sums
it
up.
It feels so obvious. Yeah. Like, no, not the jerk, right? Like,
I mean,
how could you say she was the jerk on this?
Let's think about it from his end and try to justify 5 trips for ourselves in one calendar year with
selfish.
A family at home.
You're just selfish.
How do you justify that? Like, what have you gone through in your life? I'm not saying I've had the hardest life in the world, but my life ain't been easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through stuff. We all have, though. I'm not going to take 5
in a year when you have children and a wife?
Man,
you would never.
Right. I felt
you
out of pocket.
You would take 1 or 2 and feel bad.
Thank you. I felt out of pocket going on 2 bachelor trips in the calendar year.
Right.
I felt horrible.
This guy's
doing
living his best life.
This man is on his 5th solo vacay.
He's just
with
selfish.
No okay, Now we're layering it on.
See,
we're
now DZ's mad too.
Now, we're layering it on this man.
All right,
we
Abby, she's not the jerk.
We're trying to justify his end, but there is no justifying.
There's nothing.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't,
you guys.
She should be the one at least being able to go on one trip out of the year if she's, you know, if she's staying home with the kids and things
asking
like that.
To go on a family one.
Not even a solo.
He won't even do that.
They need to be alternating. That's what they need to be doing. But this ain't looking for solutions. We're deciding the jerk.
Need to be. Okay. You know what? I'm keeping. I have so many snide shade comments.
Let's
I want to throw them.
No, never mind.
Thanks, Abby.
Appreciate you, Abby. Kick it off. Bye. Not the jerk. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Amelia in Milwaukee. And Amelia said she's trying so hard not to go to the cheating place. She doesn't want to go there in her mind. Amelia, how the hell do you not? How do you not, though, Amelia?
It's an instinct for sure in this
one.
Because that's like the first thing we all think, right?
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
The first thing, like, oh, so he's going on these trips? Five? Really?
And it's the first thing I'm trying not to agree with, but what?
Exactly.
I can't,
we don't know. Yeah.
Come on, you guys.
What else is it?
It's hard. It's hard not to. We don't know the reason. But I don't think she's a jerk. But you know what I would do if I were her?
What?
Two things.
What?
Okay, you want to go on five? All right, I got you. She goes on a trip, even if it's not even out of state or anything, even just Nick to go up, you know, Door County.
Sure.
Do it. Go plan it on your own and see how he feels and take care of all the responsibilities.
I don't think he'd care.
Flip the script.
It sounds, because if DC's right, though, Amelia, which is the theory that, okay, let's say he's not cheating. Let's just say he's slowly trying to leave the marriage.
Find himself.
Either way, he's not going to care if she leaves.
Say it. I don't want to be in this relationship. Or the other thing is, too, if she knows where his next trip is, secretly plan it and find out where he's at.
That's what I'm saying. I would be following him, dude. It'd be on. After the fifth one, it'd be on.
I'm not trying to get into too many layers, but their finances must not be, like, mixed at all, or else she'd know.
And you're right. You're right, Dizzy. It may not be that. Okay, cool. But then again, it's like, why are you taking all these trips?
Yeah.
If you can't be real with me, I will do it or not. You know what? I'm going to find out what you're doing because... You're not being honest. And not only that, they're going on a family trip. Is it going to be awkward? Is it going to have
He doesn't even want to go on the family trip. This is where counseling has to enter immediately you are screwed.
If you guys don't get into counseling
and figure out why he's going on these trips, you are doomed. That's the way I feel about it.
The curious cat in me would love to know when they agreed that going on solo trips was cool. You know what I mean? Because after 20 years, when did it hit? When did y'all go, let's do this?
But us women, we go through a lot of phases in our life, you know, a lot.
As men do,
as men, I don't know what men go through.
Fair.
Maybe he's going through a life crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And
midlife?
Midlife crisis.
Well, being married's hard. 20 years together is hard. It's repetitive.
That too. Or he's just thinking whatever. Some people can be in his ear.
Yeah.
God knows what.
You're right.
That could be also another thing.
That's good stuff.
Because us women, we go through menopause. We go through this.
Now we're going down. Now we're in our 40s and now we're going too far now.
Get to the gynecologist, Amelia.
Now we're in menopause. I mean, what just happened?
I don't know what men go through. It could be that too.
Fair,
but she needs to get down to the root.
I agree. I agree. Amelia, I do agree with you on that. But so what, you say not the jerk,
Oh, she's definitely not the jerk. Because I would have been like, where are you going? Oh, okay, I got you.
She got that out the way quick.
Amelia's like, but let's just say.
If you're cheating on me, this is the person, I hope you work there.
Let's not assume he's cheating is what you guys are saying.
Try not to.
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
It's hard not to look at it like that from this angle, bro, because this is weird.
All right, Amelia, thank you.
You guys have a nice one.
You too. Much love. Bye.
So she wants to know, if you're just tuning in, is she the jerk for telling her husband to slow down his solo trips? He's getting ready to go on his fifth one in a year. He never went on them in 20 years. He now loves going on these solo trips. She's like, yo, what about the family? Can we do a family one?
Did this dude just never, ever, like, breathe for himself? You know what I mean? Like, has he just always been drowned and consumed by family?
He's clearly checking out and leaving. I swear. And that is why I love traveling. But if I'm leaving my family, that's red flag. Okay.
I feel like he's soft launching a divorce. I don't know what else to say.
You're not wrong. Clayton is in Lake Mills trying to get his own theme song. Hi, Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Boy.
Fired up.
Yeah, for real, though.
Triggered.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think?
Well, she is not the jerk, and he is absolutely a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Are you married, Clayton? I don't even know.
I am married. Okay. I just got married, and I got kids, and I'm a family guy. So you got a part. So you're going to go on five trips. Well, you go on three with the family or even four, and then you sacrifice your family, and then you get the solo trip, and you do the rest with your family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. That's the logic and what makes sense to a common-minded person.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And what's in his brain?
How old your kids are, too. Obviously, if you got younger, you got to wait a little bit longer. But if your kids are old enough, well, wherever I go, you go. Yep. Wherever you go, I go. That's just how it is.
Well, listen to this.
I will
Lindsay,
find you.
Listen, okay, I'm going to be fair for a second. Lindsay and Grafton, talk about mental health. Lindsay and Grafton said, maybe he's depressed and this is his outlet, which no matter what, he should be talking to his wife about it. Agree. He might be depressed. He might be checking out. He might be wanting a divorce. I agree. That's why I said they need counseling ASAP.
Yeah.
Or we are separately and together, by the way.
ASAP, because it's rocky. You feel me?
Like, no, you're doomed.
Even
now or never.
Deep, depressed, dark man, you can't be letting this man just out in the world by himself trying to explore. You don't know where he's going to be mentally at any given time.
No.
He needs his family right now.
Actually, we do know where he's going to be because somebody said we ride at dawn. We'll find this guy.
Yeah, but yeah, the wifey needs to put him on a leash. Maybe like a
chill out,
she
Clayton.
Can't. She's trying, Clayton.
Chill out.
She's trying and she can't. That's the problem. Have a great day, Clayton. Thanks
Peace,
for calling.
Man. Love back, man, dog. Later.
Oh, now we're getting crazy on the text. I bet he has a secret life and posts about his trips. I would die.
Man, and anything is feasible, but I think we are all under consensus that this is wrong no matter which way you flip it.
Carl in Milwaukee said, definitely not the jerk. I'm a dude. And my first question would be, what's her name? Mm. Oh, I don't want this woman crying in her car this morning.
I hate to be going
there.
But
she wrote in and now she's listening to all this. Oh,
let's be honest.
I feel like it's obvious, though.
She wrote in because she wanted to hear where our minds went. Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious that she's not the jerk for saying, hey, man, like what? But she wanted to die. Like, she wanted, where do you guys think he's doing? What do you think he's
Here's
up to?
The thing.
Do you think he's with somebody else, or do you think he's
DZ.
Depressed? What's up?
She didn't even say, do you think he's with somebody else? Here's the thing.
She when didn't you, have to.
When you're in it, it's easy to not see all the signs and it be obvious.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Somebody wrote in for an Am I the Jerk we're going to do later about a mistress, and I read it and I went, huh? And I went, this is crazy. And the girl wrote back and said, but they're telling me I'm crazy. And I'm like, you're not crazy. Like, you get in these situations and you're by yourself in a marriage and your husband's going, what's the big deal? It's self-care. And you're starting to think you're crazy for putting boundaries on it, right? And you're not. That's it. All you're not. She's too far in. She's too far in.
Too much on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was tough. I feel sad for them because that's sad.
Not the jerk sweep, though.
Not the jerk. Are you ready to give away these Jonas Brothers tickets?
I definitely am.
Hard turn. The Jonas Brothers are coming to town October 12th. They're coming back to Fiserv Forum. I cannot wait for this. And we're going to send you guys, let's take caller number 23. How's that? Caller 23. You're going to go see the Jonas Brothers, all grown up, at Fiserv Forum. 414-533-1037. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we're giving away Jonas Brothers tickets every day this week on the show because they're going to be at Fiserv in October.
We've been trucking along and y'all been winning along.
It's been great talking about them this week and just how we've watched them as teenagers and now they're literally, one of them's divorced. I mean, we've watched them grow up, have kids, get married, get divorced.
Reminiscing. It's the 20-year anniversary of the Joe Bros, dog. Like, that's wild to think. For real, because they're not old.
No, not at all. Well, Amy's in Milwaukee. Let's talk to her. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you up to?
I'm getting ready to go on a field trip to Madison with my daughter.
Oh, well, what grade is she in?
Fourth.
This is when they do all the social studies trips to Madison.
Oh.
What school is she at? Do you want to say?
Sure. It's Mount Olive Lutheran School in Tulsa.
Oh, shout out in Tulsa. Have fun on your field trip today, guys.
I'm driven past y'all school before, actually. I'm like, Mount Olive? Oh,
huh. Are you going to the Capitol? What are you doing?
Have to be.
The museum, I guess, which I've never been to.
Nice.
And then we're going to have pizza and make a little visit to the Capitol.
Wait, what time do we leave? What was the pickup
right,
spot?
You said
what
pizza?
Was the pickup spot?
Museum? Capitol?
It's an all-day escapade.
Oh, no, nope, nope, nope.
Where does the bus leave from? And I'm just kidding.
I need to be back by 12. Nope, nope.
Amy, we have good news, and you're going to have a great day because it's starting with you winning tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Yay, I am
You made my day.
Aww.
Field trips and Pfizer Forum tickets.
What a fun day. Have you ever seen the Jonas Brothers?
I have not, but my daughter is such a huge fan, and you just gave me some major mom points.
Yep. You're going to be the favorite cool mom today.
Favorite and cool mom. Mm-hmm. What? You chaperoning and you got tickets on the day of the field trip?
That's so cool.
Go.
Go. Amy said, let's go.
Hey, I'm going to just say, that's your little victory for today.
Oh, yes. Amen. All right, Amy.
I can breathe.
Well, somebody's going to be in touch. Congrats on being mom of the year. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thanks. Love
you. Love you. You back.
Fun. They're going on a field trip today.
Yeah, safe travels, y'all, for real.
Field trips. I could do a whole segment on field trips.
My wife isn't a fan of field trips anymore because
she's a teacher
now.
So wait, does she hate going on field trips as a teacher? Tell the truth.
It's just a lot to coordinate. Then it's kids in the wild. Oh, you know what I mean? She's a third grade teacher at that. So she's like, now I got to worry about y'all and other people.
I never thought about how teachers feel. I just thought about how excited the kids feel, because if you're not a teacher, you're like us. You were a kid once.
Yay!
And all you think about is the kid perspective.
Oh, and you think the chaperones are great because they're going to help along.
Yeah.
No, they really only focused on their kid. They ain't worried about the rest of these kids. This is my perspective,
no,
not my wife's.
No, you're right. I didn't think about this. Chaperones come for their own kids. So there's...
And then they turn into children themselves because they're like, I remember field trips.
Yeah.
Let's go play with the shocky thing over here.
And you know what's interesting? Is like she was talking about how her fourth grader is going to Madison.
Yeah.
Hudson, I don't know if they're going to the Capitol. Owen didn't go, but then I saw they've kind of gone off and on different years. I'm like, is Hudson gonna go?
I never did any cool trips like that.
Didn't either.
I didn't want to burst the bubble, but I was like, man, no, I'm a little jealous.
No, actually, seriously, do you have any field trip memories as a kid that stick with you to the point where you're like, whoa? Because the only one I have is a field trip to Six Flags, and that one sticks out like,
Meanwhile, I was living across the street like, man.
You lived in Gurnee. Like, who cares?
That's fun. Right.
Yeah.
The coolest trip I remember taking, and maybe a lot of other people have this experience too, because it's in Wisconsin, actually.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth grade, we did, I forget the name of it, but I went to a magnet school, which is a school for advanced children or whatever. They took us
You really did fool them.
I did. You speak two languages? Wow.
He's a genius.
And you're black? Wow. they really took me and thought
Stop
I was special.
Stop it.
Jokes.
Stop it.
Jokes. But
no, you're not.
the magnet school, they did all these different programs, but they never took us to too much cool stuff. The coolest thing I remember doing was we did a weekend trip to Camp Timberley, where we did a bunch of outdoorsy stuff. We rode horses.
Where is this place? Hold on. Because you were talking, one of my friends.
It's in Timberley. I don't know.
My friend Christine was talking. Weren't you talking to one of my friends about this camp?
I believe so.
I didn't grow up in Wisconsin. You grew up in Gurnee.
Yeah.
So some of these like field trips, you guys were talking about it, and I was like, I don't know what this is, and I had to go Google it and had to look it up.
It's still an open camp. I think they
summer
still
summer camp in Wisconsin. Sure enough,
they still
Walworth
do stuff
County.
In Walworth. Thank you.
Yep.
But yeah, Camp Timberley. I rode my first horse there. Shout out Buttercup. I'll never forget you. I made a bracelet out of like some leather work. It was a quite cool experience. But I never did anything like going to the Capitol.
No,
you know,
I didn't
spending
either.
Time. Yeah.
Have you ever met the kids that got to go on like flyaway
the
field?
DC trips?
I'm like, who organized that for you? Like,
I will
are
fight
you kidding me? I thought I had a good childhood, but you went to DC?
You got on an airplane and your parents let
your
you?
Your whole school went on an airplane? Is that for real? 414. I want to know best and worst field trips you went on as a kid. 414-533-1037. Honestly, because I'm really trying to think of a field trip that I went on.
You
and
said
I'm
Six
like,
Flags.
Six Flags was it for me. WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You got to do some house cleaning. But really, though, the best field trips or worst you went on as a kid, I want to know where you guys went in this city.
They finessed us on a Six Flags trip for an eighth grade. That was our
That's
eighth
a good
grade.
Trip.
Bro, I lived across the street.
Really?
I didn't go to school that day because I was like, it'll take me longer to get to the middle school and then get back home to go to Six Flags.
Dude, they didn't even take us to the zoo.
Bruh.
We didn't even go to a baseball game.
I see. We're just triggered
now. We didn't do anything. We're mad about the lack of field trips we got now.
Amy was just winning tickets and going on a field trip.
Happy and we took it to a negative. So here we are. Best and worst field trips. We'll talk to you next. Triggered. 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, you went on a field trip. Good for you.
Aren't you special?
Oh, fine. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. We're not jealous.
No, not at all.
We're not mad. Except I am mad. Pull up Kathy and Sheboygan. I'm already jealous. Hi, Kathy. Oh, she's in the car wash. I forgot.
Oh, you in a car wash?
Shoot. Kathy, are you still in the car wash?
I'm still here.
Yep, okay, I can hear it.
Put her on hold for one sec. We're going to come back to her in like a minute. Go to Jesse in Milwaukee because we're talking about good field trips you went on or bad ones.
Live radio, baby. Morning, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Best or worst field trips? You went on a cool one in Milwaukee, it sounds
like.
So
one of the best ones is one that they send the second graders to every year. It's called the Survive Alive House. It's like a fire simulator. So you're like, at one point in time, they teach you all about fires, and then at one point in time, you're laying in a bed, and like smoke starts to come in, and you have to like crawl out, and you like, you literally crawl out of a window.
I didn't know about the Survive.
And it's a real house?
It's designed to teach second and fifth grade students fire safety and prevention techniques.
Second graders. Every second grader gets to go in Milwaukee.
I'll be visiting the fire station today.
And that's yeah, cool. No, it has a pseudo house inside. And they crawl
simulate
through
a
it.
Fire.
Yeah, they simulate a fire, and like it's like some kids get stressed out, and then they teach kids how to like make plans at home.
Well, you got to
think. I have two second graders that just went.
That's cool.
And they loved it. They loved
it. And then they come home and they share their knowledge, and then you can form a plan. I remember doing this in second and third grade, G, but we had a mobile bus that came to us.
I didn't do this. I never did this.
Cool. No?
This is so cool. We know a guy, Chief Lipsky. It's our guy.
We do know Chief Lipsky.
We know
Lipsky.
The chief from the Milwaukee Fire Department. He's gonna get us in.
We gonna go to Survive Alive. We want our own field trip. We're jealous.
We act like they wouldn't let us in if we called.
No, we gotta pull up with Chief.
No, this is really cool, and this is actually informational, educational. Yep. This is good, you know, fire prevention.
My second favorite field trip would be when I sang in the chorus at school, and they let us go to the mall and hang out just to go sing at the chorus.
Which mall?
Mayfair or Southridge? Oh! We did both of them.
Dang.
We used to, like, around Christmas time, they had chorus.
I was going to say.
For us to sing like Christmas carols.
It's like when you joined a group at school just to do the field trips, you know?
100%. Right, that's why I was in FBLA. Yes, yep. For the trips.
Say less. All right, thanks for calling, Jesse.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
So we were talking about the best and worst field trips because our winner for Jonas Brothers tickets today said she was about to chaperone a field trip to Madison, which led DZ and I to talk about how we never got to go to Madison and then people flew away and stuff.
Lucky. Lucky, y'all.
Unbelievable. Kathy's in Sheboygan. They're going on a field trip today. Let's go back to her car.
Another field trip.
Car wash is over.
Car wash is over.
This is a really cool
actually,
one.
Actually, my name is Taffany, and it's Taffy like the candy.
Well,
Taffy.
Taffy.
Girl, shake that Laffy Taffy.
Let's shake that Laffy Taffy. Taffy in Sheboygan, yes. Not Kathy. Taffy, now that
and
the... Yeah?
I will tell you, I'm friends with Lisa as well.
Oh, you're trouble then.
Oh, for real, for real.
If you know Lisa in Sheboygan, and Sheboygan's a small town, I'm just saying. Yeah.
So Taffy.
Yep. So what's the field trip? Tell everybody about the field trip that's happening today, because I'm jealous and I might jump on this one.
Okay, so we have students here visiting from the country of Luxembourg.
Cool.
And they are going to Lambeau Field today.
Ah.
Well, I'll be a tour guide.
Is this like an exchange program with Barrett?
I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No. When my husband started the whole thing, and we got to meet him last year, but he is no longer the Luxembourg ambassador.
Oh, I did not know.
Got it.
Yep, that's just recent.
Okay, so your husband starts this exchange program. These kids come over. Are all the kids going to Lambeau or just the kids from the other country?
Right.
Just the kids from Luxembourg are going,
Now I'm mad. Now I'm triggered again. See? Now you're reminding us of we need to go on field trips.
Oh, so now I got to be from Luxembourg to go to Lambeau?
Nobody else in Sheboygan gets to go to Lambeau today? That's not fair.
They've probably been.
I know.
You're their owners.
Go
you're
back to the
owners.
Car wash. We're done, Taffy. Goodbye. All right, Taffy. Bye.
Appreciate you, G. Lambeau is beautiful.
It
really is. And going there for
That's a cool field trip.
And right now they're doing so much because think about it, the draft.
Yes.
The draft.
Oh, and you know what? I just got triggered yesterday. I got an email about a field trip for Hudson.
Where?
To Miller. Oh my God, Miller Park. To
AmFam. To AmFam.
But do you know why? This is so funny. He's in the DARE program right now.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. So the cops are taking them to a Brewer game and we got the email about it for the DARE program.
Because
and I was like,
drinking.
I'm not drinking with the police. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, I was like, wait. What's wrong? What does DARE have to do with baseball? Wait, because of drinking.
Do you see the irony? They're taking them to a baseball game, and I go, I can't go because then I can't drink. But it's the DARE program. Of course I can't drink.
It's the Brewers. Did you not just see Alexander's behind the back catch? I'm definitely about to go drink at the game.
That's a cool field trip, though, for completing the DARE program.
That is cool.
We talked about how we never got to go to D.C. Pull up Morgan in Greenfield.
Oh, what's going on? What's wrong with Morgan?
Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
Morning, Morgan.
What do you want, Morgan?
Morning.
Hey, Morgan.
You know what she wants.
What?
Go ahead. Tell him. Tell him, Morgan.
Are you the
tell
one?
Him.
Are you the one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I went to D.C.
Why? Where? For what reason?
So it was lucky. Eighth grade.
You're so lucky.
That was your graduation trip. I knew it.
It was the graduation trip, but I had to get my way there.
Oh.
Oh, you had to earn it.
Wait, the school didn't pay for it.
Yes, because my parents were not going to pay for it.
Yep.
They gave us those little box of chocolates, you know, the ones for the baseball team.
Can you help me get to D.C.?
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I went to Audubon Middle School, okay. And I used to walk my butt from there to Sablocki Library and stand on the corner and sell chocolates just so I could go to D.C.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yo,
and I did that every day for like 3 weeks until I could afford it. Because back then, everything things were cheaper because that was in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
way cheaper.
The trip, so to do all that we were gone for a week. To do that, it was only $700.
Ooh.
And that is not expensive to do that for a full week.
I mean, that'd be $1,700 plus today.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, plus. But I'm so glad now that they don't do anything super crazy like that because I am a mom of seven. And you know, and it's like they're going to the museums, they're going to the zoo,
yeah.
And they want 20, 30, 40 bucks a pop.
Constantly.
Field trip coming out of my butt between all my kids.
You know
and
what?
It's driving
You're
me nuts.
To talk. Forget you, Morgan. You're the one who got to go to D.C. on your little field trip, and now she wants to hold everybody back? Unbelievable.
It sounds like your karma for
Rude.
Being so cool the first time. Yeah, shouldn't have gone to D.C.
Did you go to Audubon right by Alverno?
Like, it sucks for me because my kids are not spread out like one after another.
Back.
So it's going to bite me. It's going
to
bite me in the back when graduation comes up.
She's got 18 years back to back. Multiple life sentences.
She's screwed. She took all the field trips and said, forget them kids. All right. Thanks for calling, Morgan.
Yes,
have
you.
A good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, she's funny. So she went to D.C. Well, I'm going to make it even worse. Pull up Claire in Wauwatosa.
You can't make this worse,
no,
bro.
No, I'm making it worse.
How? How? Morning, Claire.
Claire.
Good morning.
About to make it worse. We're talking about your best and worst field trips. DZ and I never got to go on any cool ones.
There's no way you're making it worse, Claire.
You couldn't have made it worse. Yeah,
I really hate to break it to you. When I was 10, I had the opportunity to go to France for 2.5 weeks.
The hell?
France, Wisconsin? Like Paris?
I mean, I don't know if there is a France, Wisconsin.
There's a Paris, Wisconsin, ain't it? Oh, what? You went to France, France? Like
you to France at 10?
Like, huh?
Yes,
like
the country, like the 8-hour flight.
Why? Who? How?
When?
Were you rich?
Please.
What?
No, I was not rich. I went to Milwaukee French Immersion.
Was
back when they were still doing the trip. To France. I believe I was like the last year or two that they were doing it. But I was very fortunate enough to be able to go on that trip. And oh man, it came with lots of stories, but it was amazing. And I would do it all again if I ever got the opportunity.
So now you're telling me that I got
to
get my son into French,
immersion and
start the program back up so I can chaperone the trip to France.
Listen,
got it.
I thought you were going to say
another plus side is I'm fluent in French now.
Oh, you are fluent. Oh, s'il vous plaît.
Listen, Claire, she sounds fancy with the name Claire, doesn't she?
Je m'appelle Danielle.
I was reading texts that say things like, in fifth grade, we went to the VA hospital multiple times to help and make friends with veterans that live there. I thought you were going to say, the VA, Old World, Wisconsin, the Cave of the Mounds. She goes, France.
Man, all I know is,
all of those are great places too.
Oh, goodness. Claire, you just keep making it worse, bro. We liked you on the first end.
We had much fun.
You had us in the front end, Claire.
We were having fun talking about field trips till you called.
Bonjour.
Bye.
Je t'aime.
Hey, can you stop boomer asking me that?
What the hell is boomer asking, bro? You mean boomeranging? Like,
no.
What?
I mean boomer asking.
What is boomer asking?
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Wait, am I a boomer asking?
No, I don't think so, because you'd have to be technically a boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
I'm not a boomer either. My parents are boomers.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I'm worried that we're all falling into this. The boomer asking, this is a thing.
Define this. What is boomer asking?
Boomer asking. I'm assuming it's derived from the boomer generation.
Right.
Okay?
The OGs.
Boomer asking refers to the conversational habit of asking a question and then immediately answering it yourself, essentially hijacking the conversation to focus on oneself. Who, me?
Wait, you mean like cross-relating? Like what?
Yes, I feel like everybody does this nowadays, though. I feel like we're also self-centered, and we try to not be self-centered. But any conversation, a lot of times, people's input has to do with themselves and what happened to them.
Well, and then in conversation, the natural thing is to relate somehow, and in most cases, it's giving an experience that you've had that's either similar or what you're like, oh, I went through the same thing.
But there's a thing, boomer asking, saying we all just start making it, you're hijacking the conversation and focusing. It's like I tell you a story and then you go, you know what, this one time I da-da-da-da-da-da, which I'm totally guilty
of. So it's like, hey, Allie, yesterday we got Culver's. And you're like, oh, we got Culver's last week.
Yes, oh my gosh, I was just at Culver's too. That's so funny.
And then I'm over here like.
Yeah, you're like, wait, I was telling you my story about Culver's. And I didn't care that you went. Yeah,
it's called boomer asking.
The sneaky, insincere way egotistical people dominate conversations. Who, me?
So where does the term boomer come into play? It throws me off a little bit.
I think they're saying that old. I'm assuming it comes from the old people loving to talk, tell stories. Oh. Like I can think about if you sit down with my father, you better just pull up a chair and be prepared to be there for a while.
You're getting a monologue.
This man wants to talk for hours.
Yeah.
He'll take you out to dinner and you better just sit there and wait.
Your payment is...
And they want to talk the whole time. And they want to tell stories. And they want to tell their own stories. I mean, it's like... And my kids, how fast moving everything is now.
Right. Well, 15 seconds is a lot for these kids.
They're like, Grandpa. Like,
next story.
We don't care about that story.
We've also heard it already. Mm-hmm.
And then my dad will be like, so Owen, listen, you ever done this? And then he'll tell a story about himself. See? You know what I mean? It's a boomer asking.
So it's got nothing to do with the actual ages of the individuals. Because a boomer is anybody born between 1946 and 1964. But those are the boomers.
They're also saying it comes from the word boomerang because you're essentially boomeranging the conversation back at yourself.
So I wasn't wrong.
You weren't wrong.
Boomeranging.
No, you weren't wrong. Yeah, you ask someone a question only to turn it around as an excuse to talk about yourself, which is so my parents.
I mean, yes.
The new technique. Self-absorption.
Do we boomer
and empathy's
ask?
Clothing. I don't know. Do we?
I don't feel like I'm a boomer asker. I don't. I genuinely like to ask questions and then listen to responses. Mm-hmm. Now, I will relate if I've got something that, you know, you say that will trigger something that, I've done that or I've been in there. Like, I feel like that's just me staying engaged in conversation.
Thank you. That there's three parts, it says, to boomer asking.
What's the next part?
The first part, you pose the question.
Okay.
Then you listen to the answer. Finally, you answer the question you asked, which is all you wanted to do in the first place.
So it's, hey, youngin', you know, you don't know nothing about this. Let me tell you something.
It's literally like me going, have you been to Culver's lately? And you're like, yeah. And I'm like, that's great. Let me tell you about my story about why I went to, you know what I mean? It's literally like I'm asking you a question, but it's really just because I want to tell you a story.
There's no way we're boomer asking.
I do sometimes. I do it a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Do you experience
boomer
asking?
But everybody says they hate talking about themselves. Like, no matter who you ask, like, I hate talking about myself. But we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
We all become self-centered because that's your perspective. That's how you relate to a topic. So, of course, you're going to be like, well, let me tell you.
This one's got my gears turning, mm-hmm. G.
It's kind of like when... I mean, I could think of 1,000 examples.
It's kind of like mansplaining in a sense, but it's just a general blanket term to be like, oh, yeah, you're giving somebody a nugget, but only because you're selfishly trying to say something about you. Mm-hmm. You. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And honestly, it's like when I go, somebody goes, oh, my birthday's in May. I'm like, your birthday's in May? So's mine.
But then the natural question is, what day in May? Oh, yours is the 15th?
Oh, well, mine is the 20th.
Right.
And now it's about me again, see?
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I'm following.
Are you following? Do you think we do this as a society, or do you think we're just trying to be part of the conversation?
Can I be real? I think this is
so self-centered. Come on.
This is the Gen Z thing that happens all the time, where these youngins look for a reason to find a way to like down talk the older generation. Oh, you guys are boomer asking.
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all doing?
Well, and then the question is, so what are you supposed to do then? If
Thank
you don't
you.
Boomer ask, if you don't ask a question to then tell your story, do you just brag? And they said they found, and they did a study that found that people actually prefer you. They'd rather you just brag than do this whole beat around the bush thing to tell your story.
Big cap. Hey, no. I disagree with that full force, and I'll fight somebody on it. You'd rather somebody go, oh, yes, we've just come back from Turks and Caicos, and we were on this yacht,
whatever.
And we I spent so much time. Let me tell you this whole story. Rather than being like, bro, you ever been on a yacht? Nah, man, I haven't. Dude, I just had my first yacht experience. Mm-hmm. We were in Turks and Caicos.
That.
It was insane. I'd rather hear that than to be like, oh, yacht party, yacht well, and life, then you go, yacht wrong.
Well, it also makes you go, so what? I'm not allowed to ask questions? Like, right. Then what? Well, here they answered this because I got this whole thing on Boomer asking.
Please continue.
They said, of course you are. The desire to be responsive and the impulse for self-disclosure are both natural urges. The point is to not exploit the former as a pretext for the latter. Slow down.
What do you mean exploit the former for a pretext for latter? So what am I supposed to do?
So confusing. It sounds like a lot of hard work, does it not?
I genuinely disagree with everything you've been saying, and I know these aren't your words. You're just going
I'm just
like,
telling
bruh.
You about a common term, boomer asking, when you make it about you. Maybe it's not a generational thing like I am assuming, because it's definitely based off the word boomerang. But I swear, this is like how my parents love to talk, and my kids do not.
It could be a double entendre meaning on like, yeah, the older generation does boomerang a conversation back, right?
Everybody's self-centered, though.
In a room,
at the
I think,
end of the day, people care about themselves. I've had this discussion with my friend who has a nonprofit, and she gets so upset sometimes when she gets tired of trying to raise money. And she one day she goes, "My husband said it best. People only care about themselves." I'm like, "That's right." It's really hard to get people to relate to the problems you're having or the things you care about or the things that you're passionate about unless they can relate to
unless it. You can put yourselves in those shoes, it's right?
This is like voting. This is like politics. Mm-hmm. Look at all the people that don't care unless it's about them.
About them. You got to make it, yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care if it's going to affect your life.
But then this is just
you should care, but most people don't, is what I'm saying. And they say they do.
And it brings me then back to this is right? just Gen Z creating a new term for something that we've been doing for centuries that didn't
Talking
have
about
a term.
Ourselves.
It's called conversation. Do you guys not want to have one because y'all are stuck on this technology and y'all are only interacting on a social platform? Because then boomer asking becomes a thing to y'all.
Yeah, that's what people are texting in. They're saying it's just having a conversation.
Somebody else
said I'm guilty, but I'm not a boomer.
This got to be a Gen Z thing, bro. I swear.
I don't know.
They be coming up with terms that be making us feel old and triggered. And this is it's working. It's working. I'm low-key mad right now. I'm low-key bothered at just now having a conversation with somebody is a negative. Now I'm boomer asking because I'm looking to relate. It helps me remember what we talked about better. Bro, y'all better not make me use my real voice,
man. I
don't
know. 414-533-1037.
Y'all bothering me, man.
Y'all boomer asking. How do we feel? Is this a thing? Is this just are you allowed to ask questions? You can't even, do you just make it about yourself? Because who's going to call in and go, I make it about myself every time? I have to catch myself when I do it, though. Because I do it.
I want to fight somebody under the age of 25 right now. Right now.
I will say Hudson's is Gen Alpha because he's the youngest. And he always says to me, I'm Gen Alpha. And they should be. You know why?
Why?
Because they're so full of themselves. You want to talk about being self-centered? Like, tell an 11-year-old they're doing a good job. You know what he says? I know. I mean, it's the complete opposite. You know how?
Duh.
You know how as we don't take compliments well?
Poorly. I'm so bad.
Our generations were like, if I say DZ, you're doing really well. You're like, stop. Yeah. You're trying to gas me up. You don't mean it. Or if people say something nice to me, I'm like, really? Did you mean that?
And we don't believe it.
Somebody told me yesterday. I'm not even trying to brag. We were out to eat and I look like hell. See, here I go again. I'm boomer asking. What?
I was about to just boomer ask you back and just relate it back to me because somebody gave me a compliment too,
somebody
Allie.
Somebody gave me a compliment yesterday and she goes, you're so pretty. And I go, I don't even have makeup on. I look crazy today. I don't believe you. But if I had said you look so good today, Hudson would go, I know. They are so the alphas, that generation. Me. They're like, yeah, uh-huh.
You're right, G.
I do look good.
Well, let me boomer ask because I too got a compliment recently. And they were like, man, like you could tell the intention, your dedication, like the care. Because
you didn't believe it, did you?
We worked at a Special Olympics unified exhibition basketball game. So they brought the Special Olympics out on the court at Pfizer Forum. They got to hoop, right? I was the host, the MC for that. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, I had so much fun just getting to play with these kids, like goof around. I didn't feel like I was on a microphone, right?
Right.
And at the end of it, parents, kids, like people came up and expressed their joy with having me around. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel good, but at the same time I was like, y'all are just gassing me up because you guys are super nice people and y'all are appreciative. Like I did okay.
It's a complete opposite.
Bruh.
We don't believe compliments. The kids are like, of course I look good.
But yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, we're the problem because we're boomer asking.
414-533-1037. Is this a thing? Do you boomer ask? Do you make it about yourself? I do. I admit it. I'm working on it, though.
One more time. What's the definition of boomer asking?
The definition is asking a question only to frame it as a way to talk about oneself. So basically, I ask you something. I ask you a question, then I listen to your answer, then I answer the question I already asked you, which is all I want to do in the first place. I make it about myself.
Did you never care about my answer?
Well, I'm supposed to.
Right.
But that's situational.
Well, that's called conversation.
We'll talk to you guys next. So we're talking about boomer asking, which I attribute to the older generation, but really it's because you make the conversation about yourself. It's like a boomerang.
Boomerang asking.
Yeah, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. When you ask someone a question, then you make it about yourself.
So let me tell you about this one time about me, right? Like, come on, what?
Jenna's in New Berlin. Let's pull her up. Hi, Jenna. Good morning.
Good morning, DZ. Wait, and Allie.
Good morning. You live in New Berlin?
Neighbors.
I do.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. Where do you live? I'm sorry, I was trying to boomer ask you real quick, no, seriously, I'm not gonna make it about myself. Do you do this though? Seriously, Jenna,
here's the thing, everyone does, and that's the natural art of conversation, but I think that is lost on the younger generation because there is so much technology. There's no face-to-face interaction.
Yep.
You know, so yeah. I think there is a little bit of that. I think the boomerang piece comes from, you know, our grandparents, where it was, hey, kid, listen, sit down.
Let me talk for hours.
Big hours.
I know everything.
Well, that was fine when we didn't have technology. Now that I have a phone, I went out. I would sit there and listen to my dad when I was a kid. Now I'm like, Dad, I have other things to do.
So then you'd be on the side of being against boomer asking.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes.
But we're going, this is just talking.
Well, this is how I do. I know I do it.
Yeah.
So who am I to talk?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
All right. Well, so she's saying this is conversation like you, DZ.
But these youngins don't know because this tech got them in their own world. They got this bubble and this shield in their face
the
all the time.
Social skills.
Gone.
You got to force that phone down. Tell them to have a conversation with their friends.
Get off my lawn.
We take the phones away.
For sure.
That's fair enough. It is true. I can see that with Owen and Hudson trying to have a conversation with them sometimes. I can see it. And I'm like, wow, we need to do more family just talks at dinner, because you can see when their social skills, it's like you can't even just sit around and have a conversation.
The blank stare I see on Sammy's face sometimes when he's even near a screen, I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, they don't know.
Lord. Yeah.
Whew. All right, Jenna, thanks for calling.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Kivana's in Sheboygan. Last but not least, we're talking about boomer asking. If you don't know what it is, it's where you make the conversation about yourself. I don't see the problem.
Talk to us, Kivana.
It's annoying.
Totally. Go on.
I think everyone is guilty of it, but it's annoying. Like, just shut up and let me tell my story.
Right.
You know, like,
but
you
hold on, though.
To...
I agree it's annoying. And you know why? Because somebody did this to me the other day, Kivana. Listen to this, Kivana.
Listen to us.
You just did it.
I know I was doing. I was being sarcastic.
When do I relate? Do I? Because at what point,
you have to start another conversation. Once that conversation ends, then it can be about you,
Kivana. Oh. If I'm staying quiet through the entirety of our talk, that means I am not listening genuinely.
Or if I say that's funny, I'm not listening either.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want me engaged?
Yeah.
I'm interrupting because I'm excited about what we got going on.
Yep.
If I'm just letting you go,
interrupt with your. Why not interrupt with, like, how did that feel? Or what
how did that
did you
make
do
you
then?
Feel? Because I have a story about myself. That's why, Kivana.
Stop making sense.